Hello, this is Ryoki Wendels, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your life will be much more filled up with peace and happiness, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I would like to go to the straight point in the beginning. Whether you like or not, this human world is a kind of shadow of the spirit world. I mean, another word to say, just one side of each other, spirit world and the human world. What I want to say is that all what the feeling you have, the sensation you have in a body, physical body, or key body, or whatever, and also in the feeling you have, it's connected to the existence of the beings of the spirit world. So if there's influence of the divas, the bodhisattvas, the high beings, spirit, the beings of the spirit world, you feel joy, comfortable, peace. But if there are beings of the spirit world, of the dark world, for example, unsaved spirit, or the negative spirit, which is like demons, and this and that, you feel uncomfortableness. Or it could, if it's a lot and continuous, it can bring the symptoms. Because so many unstable spirit comes to you, then it will block the stream flow of the ki energy in the meridians. What I want to say is, there's a method to make you feel comfortable of your existence, your physical body, much more comfortable, and also mentally comfortable, that makes you to live. By, if there are unsaved spirits, make you let them rescue them by the help of the highly beings of the spirit world. And you can do this in your daily life, and it's not something that is special thing that you have to depend on some shamans or something, you know, and you have to pay a lot of money, whatever. This is a skill that the human beings should start training to be able to do by their own. Whenever you feel uncomfortable, let's say physically, even some little heaviness or not relaxing or whatever, what you need to do is go deep inside your heart. And there's one point, deep inside the heart of anyone, there's one common point of that, which is the universal point of all beings. And let this point accept the image. The image of the symbol of the great spirit of the universe. If you have no problem with the Buddhist image, then visualize the Buddha. The form of the Buddha is a result of the human wisdom or coincidence. In 2000 years, or I think about 2000 years ago, the Mahayana Buddhists discovered when one visualizes the form of Buddha, its effects to lead practitioner to the enlightened state. It's a symbol of the spirit, great spirit of the universe. And if you, of course, if you want to visualize any other symbol of the great spirit of the universe, that's fine. Even flame of hope, that's also fine. Make oneness with the symbol of the great spirit and the deep, deep inside of you, the heart, the one point, universal point for all. And if you can, there is also a universal point of the all beings, which we call it bottom tandem. Ideally, it's strictly these three, but even these two points, oneness. And invite all the sacred beings, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, or any, as much as you can, and pray to those to be rescued. If it's a negative spirit, pray while chanting the mantra and while visualizing the image of the great spirit of the universe, pray those will be transformed to the light and to the rescue of the unsaved spirit to the heavenly realm. It doesn't have to be like sitting and, you know, meditative, take pause or form, but in the daily life, whatever you do, you can just chant with this image. Prayers will be, it can be even subconsciously in the end. While you do this, you start feeling, gradually you start feeling comfortable. But it's not a one-time job, okay? It's a daily life, constant job. And keep sending the unsaved spirit, keep sending to the heavenly realms. And as you start feeling it, to receive the unification of the great love of the great spirit of the universe, those will be constant work by your subconscious. But begin with the consciously, time to time in a daily life, keep doing it. And you will find much more comfortable existence of yourself, and many things start to change in your life. May your life be more fulfilled with joy and happiness.